The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and in our Bismarck studio, Sue Balcom. We call her, what do we call her, Root Cellar Sue?
Root Cellar Sue, yeah.
Because it's time for Main Street Eats, right?
Yeah, Sue, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here.
I like how you're going to do the next installment of Main Street Eats with something that you are very much not supposed to eat.
Oh, you know what? That's an excellent point. And besides not eating a poinsettia, you probably wonder why we even have them up here, since they're a totally tropical plant. And of course,
thinking?
Right. Well, maybe. In the wintertime, you know, like it's January, right? And it's temperate outside, but the ground is still frozen. So people who like to grow things look for things to do in the wintertime, like try to keep a poinsettia alive. And we have tons of them, like they use them to decorate churches and nursing homes. And we're always after people to take them home after they make a donation of a Christmas plant for decorations. But they're like, what am I going to do with it? So I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about this tropical plant that makes its way up north every Christmas season.
So what are we going to do with them?
Well, I've seen some that are really old, and they grow very, very tall, almost like a tree. I've seen them like 4 or 5 feet tall. I personally have never been able to keep one alive for too long, and I can't figure that out, which is one of the reasons why I did a little research here. And that's when I found out that they were tropical, so naturally they're going to like heat and humidity and moisture. So I think that part of keeping them alive would be keeping them watered regularly. And I think I read just recently that houseplants were coming back into vogue. And I was wondering when that ever went out, of course. But seriously, people, just plants really want to live. And I just hate killing plants. So I do try every year to keep one alive. They will lose leaves. It's just an automatic thing. And if you have them next to a window and the temperature goes from today's 35 to tomorrow's 35 below, they're going to freak out. They don't like that. They'll feel a draft from the window and or they'll feel that temperature change. And that's why my avocado plant died on me, because he was in the corner and he was big and beautiful, but that's okay. There's more plants out there. There's always more plants.
It's also very dry this time of year. So, I mean, you can water the plant. You can have it in a warm room, but humidity is probably going to be a bit of an issue.
Right. And we have houseplants in our house so that they can clean the air and if we need anything for burns like aloe plants. But definitely the humidity is a huge factor up here, even with us. You know, we kind of get a little wrinkly in the wintertime.
I start to crack a little bit,
yes. We all experience that. And, of course, if you're as lucky as I am that you would have a wash line indoors in your porch, that adds to the humidity in your house.
So, I'm not adding a wash line.
Oh, come on, come on, come on. I figured
how about a humidifier?
Oh, that might work. That would be an extra piece of furniture. I really like my clothesline. It reminds me of growing up, and my mom would do laundry on Mondays, and it would be crisscrossed in the kitchen from one corner to the next, and we'd be walking under it. But she'd always bake bread that day, too. So between the heat and the wash that was hanging, we had ample humidity on Mondays. Anyway. So
those are sheets I would love to smell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like fresh baked bread. Oh, my gosh.
I would never be able to sleep all night. Really,
we're going to have
really,
to talk
really
about laundry sometime. Oh, shoot. But the trick would be, you know, the leaves that are red on your poinsettias, that's really a difficult thing. So, like, if you're going to keep it alive and it's going to be a green tree all year, you can't get those red leaves to grow unless you're just really, really, really diligent about taking it, you know, like decreasing the water in the spring. You have to repot it and fertilize it every 2 weeks to make sure that it's got ample energy. And then in July and August, you pinch it back so that it has like 3 or 4 leaves on a branch, which mine by then already only has 3 or 4 leaves on a branch. So I can only hope, right? The trick to getting these things to bloom red or grow the red leaves, I think it's more of a leaf than it is an actual flower, you have to put the thing in total darkness in October. from like 5 to 8. Like it has to spend a whole day in the dark. And if one little crack of light gets in there, it can interrupt that blooming process. But yet you still want to give it a little bit of sun and water and fertilizer at this time. So then, you know, if all goes well, which I've never been able to do this, it should, the last week of November, December, actually get those big red leaves on it.
Well, it strikes me that this is something that you'd need an app for.
Oh, yeah, like a little reminder that would send you a little alarm that would say, oh, time to take
time
the poinsettia out.
Yes, there's that, yeah. And there's the trimming it back and the watering it less and the fussing about a plant you can buy for $9 if you wait till Christmas.
Yep. And I actually toured a greenhouse in Canada one summer where they grew thousands of poinsettias, and they had this little watering system that each individual pot had a little hose that went into it.
Wow.
And it was automated. But I have no idea how they put them in the dark. I mean, think of that. If you're growing 1,000 or more of these plants for Christmas delivery, how do you move them in and out of the dark? Oh, wait, it gets dark here in the wintertime anyway. Maybe that's the secret.
Sue Belcom answers her own question.
I would just buy another plant.
Yeah, I have every confidence I would not keep a poinsettia alive.
Oh, and I
maybe more than five? 5 days? I think I could probably go.
Right. And here's just a little note. Since I work in graphics all the time and I'm constantly having to spell the word, there is no T in it. You know, people will pronounce it poinsettias. It's actually a poinsettia. So I have to remember to say it that way. Otherwise, I can't spell the stupid thing either. So hallelujah. Buy another plant. Oh, wait. Let's look forward to Easter lilies. Yay.
Well, we should note too, Sue, that you put an article on your website that has a detailed list of all the things to do for the poinsettia, and your website is therootsellers.com, and if you go there and check out that link.
Thank you. That's awesome. Yes. And I try to do that after every program because we can't show them what we're really talking about.
We check in with Root Seller Sue Belcom every week here on Main Street.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.